Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled "Taking Advantage of Working for the Town Government to Save More People" by a practitioner from Southwest China.
Minghui Fahui, Taking Advantage of Working for the Town Government to Save More People, by a practitioner from Southwest China. I was lucky to obtain DAFA in 1998. After practicing, all my diseases disappeared. Our merciful master has been with me all the time and saved my life several times. I thank master from the bottom of my heart. Here I will report to our great master my experiences while helping him to rectify the fa. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is the magic tool for saving people. I work for the town government and every day I am in contact with many people. This is a very good opportunity for me to clarify the facts about Falun Dafa and the persecution and to persuade people to quit the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and its affiliated organizations. I enlightened that this was my responsibility. Many times I went to villagers' homes with colleagues, and the homeowners prepared food for us. My colleagues always took food home with them, but I just ate and never took any more, because I'm cultivating truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Gradually, more and more local people got to know me and liked me, which helped me to better clarify the facts to them. As of today, all party branch committee heads, directors, and accountants in my village have quit the CCP. Two-thirds of the village officials received Shen Yun DVDs and informational materials from me. More and more villagers have learned the truth and quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. In the village where I work, there are over 60 officials. With Master's help, I have helped more than 40 of them, including their families, quit the CCP. During these years, I have been deeply impressed three times. The first time was when I was clarifying the facts in the park of the city's central square. I met a section director of the local court. I asked him if he had quit the CCP and he replied, "I don't know." Then I told him the facts about Falun Dafa and how evil the party is. He was very happy to learn the facts, made a fist and swore, "I will definitely quit the party and its organizations. I won't follow them to hell. I believe in truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and that Falun Dafa is good." I almost burst into tears. The second time, I went out with informational materials and Shen Yun DVDs. I kept on sending forth righteous thoughts and hoped Master would bring predestined people to me so that they could learn the truth. When I passed by a park, I saw a woman smiling at me. I knew she was waiting to be saved, so I said, "Hello. You know, recently there have been many disasters, and all of them were caused by the Communist Party." She grabbed my hands and said, "Come, let's sit down and tell me more." She told me that she was 74 years old, and all her life she had been depending on her son to send her money. I told her the facts about Falun Dafa, and in detail how evil the party was. She agreed to quit the CCP's youth organizations, and was very happy to accept a DVD and an amulet. I told her to remember, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. She said, "My daughter treats me very badly, but now I know truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and I'm not angry anymore. Instead, I'll treat my daughter better." She was very excited. It must have been God who had us meet each other. Whenever I recall that day, I can't help but cry. The third time this happened was when I went to one of my relatives' wedding. A three-year-old boy came up to me. He took the hand of a fellow practitioner standing beside me and asked me seriously, "Do you remember me?" We looked into each other's eyes and understood what had happened. I asked the boy, "Do you still remember truthfulness, compassion, forbearance? Repeat after me. Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." He became very shy and went to hide in another room. Soon, his voice could be heard from that room. "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance accompanies me when saving people. Once, I went to rural villages to work, but my real intention was to tell people the truth. Because it was very far away, my superior asked me to take someone with me. I brought one of my colleagues who already knew about Dafa. I told her that we would go to the village to clarify the facts, and we had to walk there. She agreed, and we left early in the morning when it was raining a little. In my mind, I asked Master to help us. Soon the rain stopped, and we even had some sunshine. I knew Master was encouraging us. We went to 6 villages. On the way, I recited Hongyin to my colleague. In each village, I told the villagers about the facts of Falun Dafa. We walked more than 20 miles on a mountain road, and by then it was dark and we couldn't go back, so we stayed at the home of the party branch committee head. That night, I told him the real reason why Falun Dafa practitioners are being persecuted, and he accepted the truth. That day, more than 30 people heard the truth. After we returned, my colleague told me, "Even though I walked with you more than 20 miles yesterday, I did not feel tired at all. Although it was raining, it did not affect me, nor did the sun burn me. It's really amazing." Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance helped me to avoid disasters. The most difficult thing in the villages are dogs. Before I started to practice, when I arrived at any village, all the dogs started barking. However, after I practiced Falun Dafa, things changed. When I went to a village with my colleague, the dogs only surrounded my colleague and barked, but never approached me. Then I said to the dogs, "Please go back now. If you do not stop barking, I won't save you." The dogs stopped immediately and ran away. Once when I went into a house in a village, the owner was very surprised to see me and asked if I had seen her dog. I shook my head. She told me that her dog was very wild and had bitten many people. I told her that we were practicing truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and dogs would never bite us. After telling her the facts about Falun Dafa, I left. At the front gate, I saw the dog. It stood aside with its head down. Another time when I went to a village, I talked to 2 seniors. However, 1 week later, I was told that one of the seniors had blisters all over his body, and he thought that I was the reason and asked me to solve the problem. At that moment, I was scared. However, I remembered that Master asked us to save people, and I didn't do anything wrong, so what should I be scared of? On the way to his home, I kept sending forth righteous thoughts and asked Master to help. When I arrived at his home, nothing was wrong with him. When I clarified the truth to people, I encountered difficulties and suffered, but they were also part of my cultivation. In 2007, in my work area, almost all the party branch committee heads quit the CCP except one. He told me that he wanted to quit, but 3 days later, he reported me to the township government. They called my family members, who are also Dafa practitioners. My family sent forth righteous thoughts to keep them from entering our house. As a result, 3 persons simply stood near our house for a while and then left. The next day when I went to work, the party branch committee head came to me and told me that I had been reported and that they would send me to forced labor camp. However, the party secretary of the township said, I didn't agree. I remembered Master's words, quote, "The old forces don't dare to oppose our clarifying the truth or saving sentient beings. What's key is to not let them take advantage of the gaps in your state of mind when you do things," unquote. Teaching the Fa at the 2002 Fa Conference in Boston. Actually, Master has arranged everything. At last, the party secretary said, "How about you do not post messages outside? If Dafa is good, why not simply practice at home?" I told him, "Since Dafa is good, why can't I tell others?" He could not say anything. Now no one is monitoring us. Master said, quote, "If your righteous thoughts are strong enough, who would dare to do something? So if you are in the right, Master can resolve anything. But if you don't act righteously, what can Master do? Tell me, if you yourself haven't done things right and yet Master clears away those old force beings, could that be acceptable? If you haven't done well and whenever you have tribulations, we eliminate those beings for you, then who would we be saving? That wouldn't do," unquote. 20th Anniversary Fa Teaching, 2012. He Shi to Master.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.